Good morning. It's Thursday, April 27. My name is Arek Skuza. Welcome again in the channel. And if you are here for the first time, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Let's start talking about data and AI. Today, should you train your own large language model? One of the LLMs we know is ChatGPT-4, ChatGPT-3, large language models, LLMs that were trained. This particular was trained by OpenAI. So, and should you have your own model? Why not? If you have your own model, you remove one important thing from the equation, which is dependency. If you work with ChatGPT, you integrate ChatGPT in your everyday operations, you have a wonderful beast. They can serve you, but you're dependent on OpenAI company. So why not training your own LLM model? And here I would like to mention, before I answer this question, three examples. Bloomberg. Bloomberg, amazing financial agency. It's also a TV channel, but it's an amazing financial agency with tons of data coming from stock market, venture capital market, business markets, goods market, gold market, all data about financial, you can imagine Bloomberg owns them. So they train their own model. Yes, Bloomberg, if you haven't heard yet, they have their own model, Bloomberg GPT. Another example is Snowflake. Snowflake is a great company in a big data analysis, AI, ML space, technological company. Snowflake trained their own large language model that helps to summarize medical conversations and documentation. Imagine you're a doctor, you have a lot of documentation about patients, you have a lot of discussion with other doctors, you probably discuss stuff, brainstorm stuff, you want to make a good decision about next operation, next treatment. So a Snowflake trained their own large language model to summarize those documentations so doctors, nurses, and other medical and frontliners can actually digest those data faster. Another company that did the same is Databricks. So should you have your own? I think it's worthy to consider training our own model in a very narrow niche. And I would like to get back here to foundations of AI. We have, generally speaking, three types of AI. Narrow AI, general AI, and wide AI. So wide AI is trying to solve many different problems, like, for instance, recognizing many different voices, voices of birds, voices of dogs, sounds made by fish, and that would be a wide AI implementation. General AI is like a next thing. We think we will be like an intelligent machine that will take over the world, which, by the way, you guys know I don't believe in that. I don't think will ever happen, but that's a general AI. And there is a narrow AI. What I'm talking about, narrow AI. Narrow AI is an app that recognizes one sound, one voice. It's, for instance, an app that recognizes birds singing and no dogs, no other animals. It could be an app that, if you take a picture, recognize specific types of plants, like, for instance, crops that helps farmers to find the disease on the crop. It doesn't recognize flowers, but it recognizes crops. AI is great in a narrow niche. That's why I think that Snowflake example, it's very good one, because it solved one specific problem, summarizing medical documentation, and you can make that AI very well in performing tasks. So let's say you work in fashion industry and you are looking after returns. Like, you analyze emails with returns, you analyze phone conversation, you translate them from speech to text, and that's your niche. Training large language model in that niche would be worthy to consider. Why? Because you have a lot of data in very narrow niche that can actually, when you train the LLM model, we can deliver very, very good results with a higher accuracy and high probability. So if you are in this business, please consider training your own LLM model. As much as narrow as can be, it will provide the best results ever, the good results, and still be valuable for your target audience. Thank you so much. Please consider subscribing to my channel. Leave a comment if something can be improved or you want to jump into the conversation. I would love to learn from you. Thank you so much. Have a great day. And I hope we see each other tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.